there are all sorts of different spins. So the way I like to describe it is like you could put left spin or right spin, top spin or bottom spin, rotation right or rotation left. And then there are 9 quadrants of the table. And then there's forehand and backhand. And so the permutations of spin and placement are just incredible. And there's subterfuge because you want the person you're playing against to think you're going to serve the ball with topspin. But if he thinks or she thinks you're serving with topspin, but you serve it with underspin, then you've won the point because they don't know how to return the serve. So there's a lot of subterfuge, and it's extraordinarily athletic sport. It's not like basement ping pong. I don't like to play in the seniors age groups. I like to play, you compete against those in your general skill set. And I don't care how old they are or how young they are. The first time I played, I got to the finals, and there was this young a Korean boy, and he was 15, probably like younger than 15, and he had brought like 30 of his family members. And if I could have served the ball so short he couldn't possibly have reached it, but I decided to make it a match, and I could see him getting better from game to game. He was improving, he was just like a sponge soaking it in. And so he won completely fair and square. So they took a picture of me holding my small trophy and him holding his big trophy. But I was so much taller than he was that it was published in one of the Korean papers in New York City. And all you can see is my chest up and him next to me holding his trophy. It was very cute. One of my first travels, I was going to Iceland, and just with my college buddy, I decided to email the Icelandic Olympic table tennis coach. So I said, can I work out with the team? And he said, by all means. So I came and I worked out with the Icelandic team, and we had a ball, and we took the coach out for lunch, and he traveled with us a little bit. We're catching up in terms of interest. If you look at people who are interested in the game, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and Google has ping pong. Every startup in the universe now has a ping pong table. So Americans are catching on in dribs and drabs to how wonderful it is to play it as a real sport, not as an amusement game. But the Chinese and other, Europeans and Asian countries are so far ahead of us that there's no way we're going to really compete with them.